These are the recommendations from the panel dealing with the subject enhancing the contribution of aquaculture to poverty alleviation, food security and rural development. These are the two recommendations from the first panel dealing with the protecting small-scale farmers, a reality within a globalized economy. So I would like to invite comments, if any, on the first bullet point. In fact, this bullet point captures some of the recommendations that came in the earlier panels. If there are no comments, then we move to the second bullet.
Sorry, I've got a comment. Please. I think we need to distinguish between contribution from aquaculture's producers and employment in other parts of the value chain, because this has been a big issue all along, and it's only recently that we started to consider the employment aspects, other than the direct other than farmers themselves. Just a phrase to include there in that first one.
Okay, that will be taken care of. Any comments on the first or the second bullet? If not, we move to the second panel. Alleviating poverty through aquaculture, how can we improve? The first bullet point, please. Any comments, suggestions?
Okay, so it's in there.
Okay, I don't see any hands up. Go to the second bullet point. Okay, no comments. Then we move to the third bullet point. Sena, looks like your intervention is actually working. Okay, if there are no comments, then we move to the next point. Any comments? Suggestions? Then we move to the next panel. Panel 3, addressing human capital, development and gender issues in aquaculture sector. I think you can read all the bullets together and you can come up with any comments with regard to any bullet. I think that will be better than,
Can somebody explain what's meaning the second bullet point?
Dr. Nandisha, would you like to comment on the second bullet?
I think the idea is to have the manpower availability in different countries trained at the global level, looking at the issues in aquaculture in various sectors. And one of the things that we discussed about that the funding availability for the people to have quality educations at the international center is declining for various reasons. And this is where FAO could probably step in terms of building the human capacity that is needed and also to address multifarious issues that are related to aquaculture.
Yes, Sena, you want to some comment?
Not on this.
You support this?
I don't understand why FAO should compete with the national universities, who can do that job, and the local languages. And I don't understand. I think it should be deleted.
Devin?
That's what I was going to say exactly. Just end it after support the University for Aquaculture Education. I would feel uncomfortable seeing that specifically directed at FAO. Then the other point I would like to make is I think the third bullet point, statistics, is very good. And I would also like to see that reflected in the previous section on statistics that Xiaowei talked about also.
Taken, noted. Any other suggestions? Yes, please.
I was just going to suggest that we should actually establish a network of international universities relevant to aquaculture, because I think around the world there are a number of universities trying to, get one of them to sort of put up the hand, whereas, they've all got lots of ability, and it's about establishing that network.
I think it's a good suggestion, I suppose. Yeah, please.
Regarding number one, I want to suggest the focus beside the gender issue is also have to focus to the children of the farmer's family to see that the activity of their parents or father is their potential career in the future. So and treated differently between son and daughter from gender perspective. For example, son can focus more to the farming, and daughter can focus more to the associated industry.
Thank you very much. I think we did not really discuss about children, but then I think that's a good idea. But then the one thing is that I do not think that it is a good idea to have a separate kind of education for boys and girls. I think boys and girls should get equal opportunity for education.
Yeah. You said, yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming back to point number two. I see what they're trying to get at. And, this week we've had a lot of information from FAO, a lot of direction, a lot of points on how we should behave in aquaculture. So I think maybe support from FAO might be an important aspect, because it might give us a bit more direction on how to develop.
Maybe FAO can support a network, I think, probably. Yeah, please.
Thank you. Mine is on the issue of youth. Developing countries, we're having a big problem with the youth. What to do with them? I don't know. I expected to see something under gender issues. I mean, something here, how we are going to tackle the youth. There are so many unemployed, especially in the developing nations. What are we going to do with them?
We did not discuss about youth aside from the issue of education, but then I think this is what, something that we missed.
Yes, please.
I'd like to go back to number one, and again, the discussion I believe revolved around not only including these ones in the declaration, but encouraging nations to have policies and a legal framework that would provide opportunities for equal opportunities to gender, to women, as well as other issues related to family. So I think it should be worded that way.
Yeah, we'll take it. That's a good suggestion. Yes. Any other suggestions on these bullets? Otherwise, we go to... Yes, please.
I would suggest some mobility or exchange programs for... male or female scholars or researchers, also students, short term or whatever. Thank you.
Okay. Then we move to the next part. Yes, Cynthia.
Can you just go back to the slide?
Yeah.
The second bullet.
Yes.
It's a general statement. There are a lot of references to FAO, and I was wondering what happened to the COFI subcommittee for aquaculture.
I think we decided to delete it and reword that.
No, but I'm saying, could there be some policy guidelines, for them as well, because they'll be meeting next week. I mean, what is in it for them, from here?
Okay. We have three more bullet points under this panel. Okay. Then, if there are no suggestions, we move to the next panel. The next panel is on supporting farmer innovations, disseminating indigenous knowledge and aquaculture success stories. Yeah, please. Nandisha.
While looking at the word indigenous, somehow it reminds me that the issue on alien species has not been mentioned at all in the recommendations. The dialogues, such as between the biodiversity and food security, is coming up with contradictory recommendations. Biodiversity protection is at times advocating very extreme restrictions which will impact on food security, and governments are often confused.
Which bullet are you referring to? Can you please?
This is more a cross-cutting issue between several panels, not relating to this, but if you're...
I think if you agree, first we'll finish these bullets, and then we'll have any additional suggestions if Sena agrees, right? There may be one or two. So please let us finish these bullets, the recommendations that have come from the panel. Then if anything is missing, that can be added.
Okay, I can.
Is okay? Anyone else, please? Yes, Ram.
For farmers' innovations, I think... there are many post-harvest technologies also. I think these are not included here. I would suggest adding something like that. Thank you.
Yeah. I think that Sena has said the secretariat will take care of these overlaps with among the different panels. So if there are no more such... Yes, please.
Just quick about the overlapping. I think this has a lot to do with the role of organizing farmers into whether it's cooperatives,
clusters. Right. Yeah.
One of the things that hasn't been mentioned, wherever this has been mentioned, is the fact that it's farmers either cannot afford usually to come to meetings and participate, whether even if it's locally, and even if it's not even a question of affording, they cannot leave the farm very often.
Yes.
I think that's an important aspect to address, that one is helping them to organize for all of these benefits and also helping them finding the means to get there, whether it's to literally travel and also to be away from their farm.
I think this was addressed in the first panel, bullet two. Yeah, it's taken care of. Yeah. Okay. Then we will, four more bullets, five more bullets. Sorry?
Yes, there's a lot of overlap with some of
there's a lot of overlap among panel recommendations, and I think the secretary will take care of cleaning it. Okay, if there are. So, in addition to the recommendations that have come from these four panels, if we are missing anything, could you please raise that issue on this subject matter?
Yeah, there
are
somebody.
Yes, please.
Hello, sir. With regard to poverty alleviation, I think we need to include some multiple livelihood schemes, because we cannot always encourage the farmers to go for aquaculture throughout the year. So I think we need to put something on the multiple livelihood. We should not encourage the farmers only to do aquaculture.
Okay. Yeah. If there are no more suggestions, I think this is the end of that.
So let's give Professor Gupta and his panel.
Still, Becky's there.
Many.
Two more.
I'm sorry. Please.
I don't know why it's in the back of my head. Sorry.
One thing is about this theme is about food security as well.
Yes.
But there are very few, virtually no recommendations related to food security. And the most important part was nutrition part. There was a lecture. Invited lecture as well.
That's coming up, I think. Dr. Shakuntala is going to make some recommendations. Where is Dr. Shakuntala?
No.
Okay. So if that's going to be included, that's fine. Otherwise, I don't know, where does it belong to?
Yeah, she was supposed to come up with a recommendation.
Please note that when the recommendations come, they don't come under the themes as such.
Yes.
There'll be a sequence and a priority setting sort of given. There won't be 6.4 recommended this. All right, so it will be a composite document which will come out. So don't worry where it comes up. I think you should open the floor for any other things.
That's what I said. Yeah.
I think Craig.
Bullet number three is repeated at the end of the.
Yeah,
slide.
Sure.
Yeah, don't worry about the repetitions. Yes, I would like to request Professor Shakuntala to.
No.
I have a recommendation. Not a recommendation, a suggestion, which we discussed. The conference recognizes that increasing realization of the human nutritional value of small-sized fish, which are of emerging importance as culture practices for rural poor communities. And therefore, there is a need to encourage such practices in the future.
I think we have to say small-sized fish. You know, tuna, small-sized tuna is also a small-sized fish. You have to define what is small-sized fish.
I think nutrition as a part of food security
could you speak into the microphone,
okay.
Please?
Is it on?
There is no microphone.
Okay. Since nutrition specifically as part of food security was not included in any of the panels, I'll work with Dr. Senna and the Secretariat and come up with some recommendations that could be suitable for.
Yeah, sure. No, what I mean is, we all know sitting here what is a small fish, but when you put it recommendation, go to the policymakers and administrators, they will not understand what is a small
fish. No, but I'll work together with them.
Yeah, please.
I'll work together
with Dr. There was some session on biodiversity. Can you please? Yeah.
Okay.
What I said was the issue on the alien species have not been mentioned at all or recommended in the final recommendations. And often the countries are confused between choosing alien species, the negative impact, and food securities, And therefore, I think the meeting, the conference, should come up with adoptions of a recommendation that FAO, with their endeavors to develop practical guidelines for countries in a practical manner so that they can make the decision on whether the introduction should be made or not. Thank you.
Devin, has it not been included in the code of conduct for responsible aquaculture? Devin? This issue, has it not been taken care in the code of conduct for responsible aquaculture?
It is in the it is in the code of conduct. But I think the as many things are in the code of conduct. Sorry, to support that code of conduct, we've drafted several technical guidelines for responsible fisheries. There's one on aquaculture. There's one on genetic resources management. Right. And I think what we were getting at in the discussion, that I agree with Tui, I don't think it's come out explicitly, is that there should be the technical guidelines for the responsible use of alien species, something like that.
Okay.
If I may continue from there, I mean, things have moved on since those initial guidelines were written. And now with the CBD, there are various dialogues going on biodiversity. Then there is a food security dialogue. They are recommending really contradictory recommendations. So the governments are the best example is the South Pacific countries. They're confused what to do. For example, they're saying, get rid of tilapia completely. No aquaculture should be based on tilapia. And the government is confused. So that's why much water has flown under the bridge over the last 5 years. New things are coming up. New dialogues are coming in. And the governments are confused. That's why, in all probability, Tui's suggestion is that we need to take a step further, as Devin says, and prepare some technical guidelines for governments to be helped out in this area.
So maybe something could be included in this recommendation, David?
Yeah, please.
I just would like to speak one topic that this has been included in the many presentations, but unfortunately I did not see this topic included in any of the panel, and that's the climate change. I don't know, we are serious about this one or we are just using it as a cosmetic. So my suggestion is that we may add it that increase efforts or mobilization resources for science-based research on the impact of climate change on aquaculture and plant adaptation strategy for aquaculture. Thank you.
I think it's in the book and consensus. It's very well laid out in point 3 in the main consensus document. So we don't need to have a recommendation coming up from
yes,
it's
please.
In the consensus.
Yeah.
Following on this issue about alien or invasive species, I'd like to just see whether we can go a step beyond research to remove the uncertainties surrounding use of alien species. It's been mentioned that the Code of Conduct does outline a process and calls for countries to use risk assessment. But in applying that process, what the countries are finding is that there are big gaps in knowledge which raise major uncertainties. It is very difficult to assess the risks, and therefore precautionary approach is being applied. If we are to make progress in this, now that we have a process calling upon risk assessment procedures to be applied, we now need to direct research which will actually enable us to remove the uncertainties and therefore better make better assessments of that risk. So I wonder whether we can call for research to pinpoint that.
Presumably that will be incorporated into the recommendations. Craig, you have a point?
Yeah, I was going to make the point that in the first session we had the recommendation about risk analysis for the application of technologies, and it's technologies in the broadest sense. So that would include the use of improved species, and be they indigenous or exotic. And in a sense, if you just add to that recommendation something about doing the code so that once you've done the risk analysis, then you prepare a code so that you can apply it. I had one other suggestion or comment, and that relates back to the very interesting talk from David. And I wonder if I missed it, if there was a bullet somewhere here talking about the good points you made about entrepreneurism and doing more than just working on a farm, but working on a whole sector and vertical, you know, some kind of recommendation. Did I miss it?
I think it was in there in that statement about value chains.
Okay, last comment, please, and very quick. No, sorry, Dr.
Thank you. I'll be so short. In the last 4 days, we have been considering all the threats that facing aquaculture and something that is beyond our control. Things are accelerated, and sometimes we need to intervene very, very quickly. We have been talking about this among us. We are scientists, managers, fish producers, but at the end, how many decision makers are we have? We have only one open-minded minister who is attending, maybe some few high-ranking decision makers. But why don't this conference appeal on FAO to institutionalize a four year to be organized a ministerial meeting to discuss aquaculture issues? Apart from Fisheries Commission, they do not attend Fisheries Coffee. But this is to be discussed for aquaculture and fisheries together. But it is a good idea in order to involve them and to put them in the picture how things are developing.
I think that's a very good suggestion, and I'm sure the committee will take that in consideration. I must close this session now, so let's give a round of applause to Professor Gritzel and the panel members.